Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo. Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo. Anyone around?
Is anybody around? This is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. Name's David. I'll be here for about another minute.
After that, I was on a short trip myself. I'm going to holler out and see who all was out there. Name on this end is Donnie. Nice to make your acquaintance.
I'm here, Donnie. I'm just going right up the street from the house to pick up a to-go order. And, gosh, it can't be any more than a mile from my house as a crow flies. But anyway, so what are you up to today?
Ingredients for supper tonight. Then going to head to the house and just spend time with the family. Sounds like you're having a pretty good Friday this Good Friday, Roger.
I can't complain. Played tennis at this morning from 10:30 to 12 and came home and I had a problem with my, let me make sure I got the repeater. Anyway, I came home and took the bridge off of my 12-string guitar. It was already coming off. Whoever put it on didn't do a very good job. There's hardly any glue underneath it. It's just, I'm just astounded, stupefied, you know? But anyway, I, with some heat and a special tool that's made for that kind of thing, and it has a pickup in it too, so you gotta be careful and not cut that wire. But anyway, I'm, you know, scraped around and got it to break loose finally, and so now I've gotta clean both surfaces up and re-glue it and clamp it down, so I gotta give me some clamps. But anyway, that's for another day.
Well, I'm sure for a gentleman like yourself who's probably done that quite a few times, it's probably pretty easy. Still tedious, but probably pretty easy. I bet that was a learning curve, trying to learn how to work on guitars like that. I picked around a little bit on guitars, just fiddling around, but something like that, Lord knows, I'd tear the whole guitar apart by accident. I bet's a good learning curve, trying to learn how to do something like that.
You gotta have the right tools. I've seen people, I watched a lot of YouTube videos. This is my first time, but I took it to a guy that was recommended, and he wanted $200. You know, I'm just not paying $200 for that. I'm just not gonna do it. And so I started looking at some videos. I'd already looked at some. And basically, you just get that bridge hot enough, and it starts melting the glue, and then you take this real super thin, flexible tool that's especially made for that. It's got several different angles on it, and, you know, just stick it under the bridge. So I started where it was already kind of letting go, and just had to look. Be careful around the wire that, because it's an acoustic electric, so the pickup's actually inside the bridge. So the wire comes out of the bridge, it's the little one, and, it was a learning curve, that's for sure, but I don't want to do it again.
That's YouTube, that's what my buddy of mine on a different repeater, he calls it YouTube University. Yeah, I've had to learn how to do things from YouTube quite a bit, but yeah, that definitely does seem like a tedious and delicate job there. You know, I hope it all goes well for you. You know, it's kind of like working on cars, man. You know, you're only one bolt away from a 3-day job. You know what I mean?
I used to work on cars, so I know exactly what you mean. It's just that one bolt that'll give you problems. All the rest of them just come flying out, and then there's just one bolt. You either can't get to it, or, you know, it breaks off, and you know, then you're screwed. You wind up having to take the whole car apart just to get, you know, get the part to slide off so you can, you have to cut the head off the bolt and everything and pray there's something left. You can grab a hold of. Oh, me. I tell you, I've been there more times than I like to count. But all that's behind me. Gosh, about all I do now is put air in my tires, and I did rotate my tires the other day, even though I have a couple of free rotations, but, you know, it's in Easley, and I just didn't want to bother going over there for a tire rotation to have to sit there and wait. And I've got everything I need to do it here, so I just did it myself. But I did use up my oil changes because, you know, that's important that they have that documented so I don't lose my warranty.
Did I know what you mean there? Yeah, I used to do my own oil changes and stuff like that. I had a back injury not too long ago and not really able to do that. But now that I have a small car, rather than, you know, a pickup truck and stuff like that, I'll just take it somewhere to have the oil change. But I'm kind of like you, and I'll do my tires and stuff like that when I can, but, you know, trying to deal with that small, tight space, it just, you know, I'm not really a mechanic either. Any mechanic work I've done is, I call it the Haynes way, because I had to read a Haynes manual to do it. So it's always been a pain. But anyways, yeah, I appreciate the cue, sir. Appreciate you coming back to me. I'm here at my destination, so I'm going to have to back out. Good luck on that bridge of the guitar. I hope that's a smooth operation for you and you can get back to picking the strings. Anyways, hope you have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful rest of your day. 73s to you, my friend. Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, and I'll be clear on your final.
Well, I hope you two have a good weekend, a good Easter weekend, and good to talk to you on 2 Meters FM. So, we'll talk to you later. 73s, KP4 CBA, clear.
N4DJC.